All right, it is 6 o'clock. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Jen, will you leave some pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
The agenda has been approved. Mr. Brinkerhoff, you are on the top of the list.
Perfect.
For a lot line adjustment.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I just want to move the lot line. That house. Don't know where it was, but anyway. I'm here to making the lot a little bit bigger, making the driveway.
So your son's just going to have a bigger lot where his house is?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it normally?
And where are you increasing it from?
What's that?
How big are you increasing it?
It's about 15 feet.
Want to have a look? Remember where the house is? On the way out to the cemetery, right before the first bend, by the mayor's house.
How you doing?
Okay, yeah.
Apparently we're making.
I was going to say, this is west.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You don't have a prior lot?
You want to look at it?
It's fine, there's nothing on the east side of that property.
No, it's either pasture or field.
You got a copy of the old one?
It's not that dire, I was just curious.
I didn't.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah.
If you just had out the road that we live on.
Any questions for the young man?
Oh, okay.
No, none for me.
Okay, are you looking at me to move to approve?
I will entertain a motion to approve the lot line adjustment.
I will approve the lot line adjustment.
You'll what?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All in favor? You're approved, sir. Now, I don't know what happens, has to happen from now on, but that would be that young lady right there.
I was going to say, Kendra handles everything.
How people sign it, they're my lot.
Perfect.
Cool. That was quick and painless.
These meetings are way too hard.
You have to wait a long time, don't you?
Thank you.
Whoops. Mr. Nielsen, assuming that's how you say it. Is it Nielsen? It's not Nelson, it's Nielsen. You want to build a pole barn, which we talked about a while back. And you all should have a photograph. This is out on 4400.
What north is it?
2845. It's the new house that's built in the corner of the. And I'm going to give my brother the benefit of the doubt, the weed field.
Weed field.
It's supposed to be alfalfa, but I don't think he got a very good stand, but anyway.
This setback's incorrect because our property line goes to here. They put 5 foot there because, you know, I ran put a drain there.
There's a ditch back there.
To further water off there after this wet spring we had. So it's actually our property line goes out to here.
Because that is zone ag, right? It is a 1 acre lot that you are on, correct?
Yes. Correct.
And so is this what we're looking at here?
What? Where is this?
No.
Do you know where Sharon Warden is?
Yeah.
So it's out that way, it's on the other side of the street. It's farther out.
Oops, oh, I meant to call it on, I'm sorry.
So it's across the street from like where the green.
So back to the north. You're further north?
A little bit farther.
Let me out, I'm stuck in your pocket.
This is not updated, okay.
Yeah, it's not, the county doesn't show it, I carved it out because I built the house to get it up. I own this other property as well, but to get it out of Greenbelt. So we carved down an acre.
So it's 3855?
28.
Oh, 28.
2855.
That makes more sense, I'm like, that's way out there. So it's under here.
No, yeah, right up from there, right there, right, yeah, that's the correct spot, right there.
Interesting.
Because,
that's 2880, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's Raylan Roach. That is,
Heiner's. Heiner.
Yeah, Heiner's.
Okay, yeah, so right across the street from the Heiner's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess I should have kept going down and asking.
Sorry, all the homes down there. I didn't know who you knew out that way.
Most of the houses along that route. Okay,
so he definitely has setback. He definitely has enough room, and
in the ag
park, and with the new county inspector, everything we do now is wireless or paperless. So the plans are up there on the screen.
Okay. Let me out! I'm stuck in your pocket.
She done.
And then, so these easements, setbacks on this, is this in compliance?
Well, I would imagine it is, but let's look at that. We looked at it once before.
How tall is it?
Because
isn't that the formulation?
It's less than the house.
Figure out the height, there's a formulation for how far it needs to be off the side.
Yeah, it's, I think it's 3x1. I feel like it's 3x1.
It is in the ag park, the ag area, so he is.
See, that's what I thought.
23 feet.
Accessory building is,
to the peak of the house.
This says 7 feet, it has to be 8 feet off the side, off the property line.
Has to be 8 feet.
So, I mean, it says 13 feet from the dwelling, so if you moved it over a foot and had 12 feet from the dwelling, you'd be fine. But that's the only...
One foot too close on the west side.
Okay, this needs to be 8 foot.
So it's got to be 8 feet from the property line if it's in the side yard.
Okay.
In the rear, it can be...
If you moved it back, you can be closer.
Closer than 6 feet from the dwelling and 3 feet from the side or rear property lines. So if you move it back and it
so is this
enters
rear or side?
This
is front here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. This is the road, but it's about house faces south.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so
we can adjust that. No,
so, yeah. Okay, so again, Tony, you're saying if it's on the side, it's 8 feet.
Yeah, okay. It's side yard's 8 feet.
Unless it's a rear side yard.
Yeah, but exactly.
Which is confusing.
Yeah. Well, when does it become rear yard and side yard? I don't know. I guess I could look at that definition.
Inside property, closer to 6 feet from the dwelling.
Boxed out, that shows 7 feet, but it's not a problem to make it 8 feet. But it does it. The way I read box elder said 7 feet setback.
Our codes are slightly different than county.
Okay.
So it's 97A-9 is the accessory building where I'm at. So if in the side yard, accessory building may be located no closer than 8 feet from the side property line and no closer than 6 feet from the dwelling or main building.
So it looks like move it over 1 foot and everything's good, yes?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everything's good with you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Unless
with
you
that.
Need to get by, well, unless you need
no
13 feet to get
between. This way, so.
No, well, it does need to be. Accessory building may not be located within 30 feet of the property line adjacent to the street.
I think as far as long as it's not in front of the house,
we're
30
feet back from the front of the house.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. As long the house should already be built at what it is. So as long as it's not in front of the house, I think
you're
okay.
Okay.
Because the house should already be set back 30 feet.
The 30 feet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's not, something got messed up.
Okay.
So you should be good as far as long as it's not. More in front, it's not in the front yard, essentially. It's not in front of the house. Or
okay.
As long as it's even or flush or plumb, whatever term works there with the house, it should be fine.
So is the additional setback requirement not in play here, or is it?
How tall is the building?
23 feet.
What?
23 feet.
Okay. Because the height's 30 unless it's a silo, windmill, or agriculture-related accessory building. Not used for human occupancy. So.
Any other questions?
Well, if it is over the 10 feet, do we not need to have him move it over a little bit more? Letter C there.
Located so the horizontal distance measured from the property line to any point in the structure shall be 30% or more of the height of the structure.
Oh, it's 23, not 28. Okay, never mind, actually. Because 8 would be more than the 8 feet would accompany that.
That's why we have people who are good with math.
So what would you like me to do? Do you want me to reset this with an 8 foot setback, or what should we do?
Needs to be eight feet from the side property line.
So we'll show that and get it.
So just slide it sideways a foot.
Well, this will be 12 feet, and you're okay with that?
Yep.
Yeah, this just can't be less than 6.
It can be as close as 6 feet from the dwelling.
6 feet.
It can be as close as 6 feet. So, if it's 12 feet, you're more than double good.
Okay.
It just needs to be the 8 feet from the side property line.
All right.
So 8 feet here, 6 here, and then you're all
good. Yeah, you're golden
here.
In the back, and I think you're good in the front and the other side. It's just that one side just slipped.
The back's plenty fine, if that purple line's the property line.
Yeah, because he's on an acre.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we've ever had a back.
You've never had a backyard that big?
No, a back. Someone too close to the back land.
Is that what you're wanting to do?
I'll just, when I send in to the county that it was approved, I'll just say it has to be moved.
Well, yeah, we'll make an emotion contingent that that's changed, so you won't need to.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't need to sweat too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'll entertain a motion.
I have a motion to approve 8 feet.
Second.
All in favor? Motion to approve the permit contingent upon moving it to 8 feet from the side yard.
So do we, does Corinne issue the permit, or do we go to, this goes to Box Elder at this time, or?
So it'll go, I'll send to Box Elder that we approved, that the Planning Commission approved it, and then they'll put all the fees on and send it back to me, and I will let you know to come in and pay the fees here.
Okay.
And then it'll be issued.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're good.
Anything else for me?
Nope.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Let's see. Next on the agenda is I'll entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? The motion is carried. We have no other business that I'm aware of. We have no reports. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I will move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? This meeting is adjourned.